Dr. Sabrik Dinian office note on patient Valleytorian, T-O-R-R-I-A-N, Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 4/27/1971. Date of service is 9/5/2023. Prepare of the patient is 52-year-old African-American gentleman. Referred to see me by Dr. Azuogu, A-Z-U-O-G-U. For evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, pure paragraph. His past medical history includes the following: 1. Diabetes mellitus type 1 for years now, currently on insulin therapy. Next, diabetic neuropathy and no diabetic retinopathy. Next, hyperlipidemia, next, hypertension. Next, history of multiple DKA in his past. Last one was 3 weeks ago in Matagorda County. Next, right eye cataract diagnosis. Next, atrial fibrillation paroxysmal, that's post EP study and ablation, pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes ablation for AFib and right knee surgery, pure paragraph. Allergy, he is allergic to aspirin, he gets angioedema, pure paragraph. Social history. Patient lives with his fiance. He has 7 kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol use. He does use marijuana on a regular basis. He's currently unemployed. His last job was in car sales, pure paragraph. Family history: father had diabetes, mother died from breast cancer, brother and another brother have diabetes type 1, pure paragraph. Review of systems reveals frequent headaches for which he takes on a regular basis Advil and ibuprofen, around 10 tablets per week. Denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, nausea or vomiting. He does have decreased appetite, however. He does have chronic abdominal pain and chronic constipation. No melena or blood per rectum. He did lose 7 pounds of weight over the last 1 month. He does have nocturia 2 to 3 times at night. No straining upon urination, however. He reports incomplete bladder emptying. Denies any leg swelling or other systems reviewed are negative. Immunizations: he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene therapy, per paragraph. Current medications reviewed include the following: atorvastatin, gabapentin, insulin, Humalog, metoprolol, pentoprazole, and Motegrity, M-O-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y. Pure paragraph. On physical exams, vital signs as mentioned above, TNT, pupil exam, reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no pure paragraph, neck supple, no symptoms or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm normal soon as 2, no members heard, no friction per lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackle or wheeze is heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gastric rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity. Skin, no, he does have whitish skin lesions at the base of his skull and scalp, I'm sorry, at the base of his scalp over the occipital area. Period. Paragraph, neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following: from August 18, 2023, your analysis shows trace protein negative for WBC. Sugar is 139, BUN 20, creatinine 1.4, estimated GFR is 60 milliliters per minute. Total CO2 is 19. Albumin 5.6, calcium is 10.6. Liver function tests are within normal range. A1C was 9.7, period paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1, chronic kidney disease stage 2, borderline 3A. Most likely this is related to uncontrolled diabetic nephropathy, given his uncontrolled diabetes. But he does have also other risk factors, including hypertension and chronic use of NSAIDs. We are going to run a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. I will advise accordingly, per paragraph. For now, patient was advised to discontinue NSAIDs, and he was given handouts in that regard, per paragraph. Next diagnosis is hypertension, apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, diabetes mellitus type 1, uncontrolled, deferred to primary care physician. Next, hyperlipidemia, continue statin. Next, diabetic neuropathy, continue gabapentin and Motegrity, period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Azuogo, Azuogo for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see him back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. I will keep you updated on his progress, preparing the report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Azuogo, Azuogo. End the report, thanks.